I'm about to do the interview with my favorite vampire.
I was gonna hit you for wearing too much makeup, and I was too slow.
You wear too much makeup.
Ah! Hold on. I got him!
You look like one of the guys from Twilight.
But ring it, vampire boy.
This is without a doubt the funnest show that I ever do.
And without a doubt, Dana White has been great for this show. He's smart, he's obviously powerful, and he doesn't bruise easily like a lot of guys. Dana, you admit that you hold a grudge. How have I avoided the Dana White grudge?
Yeah, it's different, though. I hold grudges with people that come out and really try to hurt you. You know, you're a, I guess, a journalist. So
I love the way you said that. I guess, a journalist. Okay, so let me be a bit of a journalist.
Hey, wait, no, I wanted to congratulate you on the release of your last film coming out this weekend. The Last Twilight's out this weekend. Congratulations, man. It's been a great run for you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. You know, I've come back, but our time with you is so sparse. So agree or disagree with this statement. The UFC is in a slump.
Disagree.
So 2012 for you has been as good as 2011, 2010, and a few years before?
Well, the problem that we've had has been injuries.
Right.
We have been plagued with injuries. And I think that if there's one thing that you'll take out of the last year and a half of injuries, you know, these people that say, oh, the UFC is this and that, I'd say the model is here to stay. When you lose, it's something like 7 out of 11 main events, and you continue, your business continues to grow and thrive, I think you're doing all right.
See, so I would say that you and I are in agreement there, because my when I said slump, I'm kind of saying that you've had issues which have detracted from you putting your best product out there. And without a doubt, injuries have been a factor. And without a doubt, superstars sell to the mainstream. How many superstars would you say you have right now?
God, if you look at how many weight divisions I have, what, 8 weight divisions or something like that? First of all, I would consider every one of my champions a star.
Okay, so let me rephrase, Dana. Let me rephrase.
No, I understand what you're saying. Calm down. I take every one of my champions, consider them a star, and then you take superstars. Who are my superstars? Number one. The number one biggest superstar, biggest pay-per-view seller is George St. Pierre. I would have to say my second biggest star is Anderson Silva. And then from there, you go to probably Junior Dos Santos. Then I'd go Chael Sonnen is a big superstar for us. One of the biggest pay-per-view sellers is Rashad Evans.
You forgot about John Bones Jones.
Johnny Bones Jones, right. Too.
Maybe you're still blaming him for everything. Yeah, but see, here's what I would say. That no question GSP is a superstar. No question in my mind, you know, John Bones Jones is a superstar and Anderson Silva. But if you go back to 2007, I saw the list. You know, Randy Couture and Brock Lesnar and Chuck Liddell and Rampage Jackson and Anderson Silva and George St. Pierre and BJ Penn and Tito Ortiz and maybe even Frank Mir. Like I think you had a bigger roster of guys that mainstream, I'm not talking about UFC heads, but mainstream sports fans would gravitate to.
Right. So what you're talking about there is all the guys that you mentioned, I've been promoting for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
All right. The UFC, we bought the UFC 13 years ago, 10 years of promotion behind those guys. Now there's a whole new list of guys that were, you know, about 3 years into promoting, other than George St. Pierre, because you could put St. Pierre in with the BJ Penns and all those guys because he's been around for a while.
Do you worry that UFC 154 with GSP in Montreal, in, as you put it, the heart of UFC around the world being Canada, that it's not sold out?
No. You know, as you continue to travel around the country and in the world like we do and do these fights, look at how many times we've been up here in Montreal. Times are tough. People were asking me this question 2 weeks ago about it. It's a $3.4 million gate, okay? If that's unsuccessful, I don't mind being unsuccessful.
The Chael Sonnen, John Bones Jones fight, you talked a lot about it before, and then, you know, you said the fans really want this, so I'm going to give it to them. Would you agree with me, and this is not a slight, because I want to see that fight, and, you know, I'm all for it, but that it's kind of a wrestling booking from the standpoint that it's more what the population wants as opposed to what's really great for the sport?
You know what kind of sucks, especially if you're Chael Sonnen, is that everybody keeps talking about this thing because some of the fighters, the bitterness of some of these guys, it just blows my mind. First of all, Dan Henderson is supposedly friends with Chael Sonnen, and he's talking smack saying, I guess all you got to do is talk and get a fight. Dan Henderson had the fight. He pulled out of it. He blew his knee or whatever the hell happened to his knee, right? So Dan said, I'm going to need a few weeks, and his knee might be better. So 151 gets canceled. He gets a few more weeks. I offer him the fight in Toronto with John Bones Jones. He still can't take the fight because of his knee. Then you go right down the list. One, two, three. I ask all these guys if they want to fight John Jones on short notice. None of them want to do it. The only guy that stepped up to take this opportunity was Chael Sonnen. Yes, Chael Sonnen talks, but this guy also will step up and back it up and take fights.
Hey, it's the kind of fight I'd pay to see. I mean, like, because he is the villain that everybody needs. We got to go to break because we got to break. I'm sure you are pulling your hair out because of all of these injuries, which is the perfect way to go to our Windows 8 monitor. And we have given you back some hair. Six different styles. We've tweeted it out. Take a look at that. To me, the top right, John Hamm, Dana White. Perfect.
Bad stuff happens every day I get out of bed. He's an idiot. They can kiss my ass. That guy ought to be slapped. The guy's a loser. Shut up. You're a two-faced goofball. It is a crock. I love this show. It's the best show I do.
People ask all the time, you know, favorite guest, and I always say the tougher the guest, the better, as long as he doesn't bruise, and that's you, Dana White. Did you see the GSP interview yesterday?
I did not.
Crazy, crazy. He was, because usually before a fight, he's so focused that he can't really lighten up. He asked me the questions. I answered as GSP. It was great. And he's just tired of hearing the same. You know, you're thinking about Anderson Silva. How's your knee? Will you be rusty? What's the one question that you get that if you had the opportunity, you would wipe from the face of the earth?
Yeah, at least somebody got a good interview out of him this week.
Yeah, we did. He was
great.
It's
been a rough week for him. Yeah. The one question, you know what, I'm not like that. A lot of the fighters get irritated because when you do media tours, you get asked a lot of the same stuff. I've been asked the same stuff, you know, for 13 years, but it's my job. Part of my job is to educate people on what the sport is. So no, there's no stupid questions when talking to me.
I want to ask you about the NHL lockout because you are the, you know, you're the commissioner of your sport. Obviously, it's bigger because, you know, you don't have franchises. You answer to your partners, I'm sure. But, right. You have this loyal fan base that is with you, and your loyalty to them is important. Do you think the NHL has disrespected its fans with the lockout?
I don't like lockouts in any sport. I think it's ridiculous. I think these are the things that, listen, there's always going to be things that happen behind the scenes. Everybody wants more money. Everybody's battling. Keep it behind the scenes, but keep the business moving. Keep everything going. You don't want to be in a position where you have your fans who are so, especially up here, man. Hockey's like a religion. It's crazy up here how people are about hockey. You can't take that away from them. Figure out your business behind the scenes and keep the show moving.
See, one of the problems that the NHL has and one of the assets NHL players have is this thing called the union. Because, I mean, you don't face that. And I would imagine that your business would be enormously more difficult if you faced a united body of fighters.
The problem is that it doesn't matter what happens, whether you have a players union, whether you have a manager, a lawyer, an agent. You're going to be negotiating with somebody. It never ends. You're always going to be negotiating with somebody. That's business, no matter who you're dealing with. Get the business done, handle it behind the scenes, and keep the show going.
You're a Red Sox fan, right?
Yep.
How much did you not love the Blue Jays making the deal with the Florida Marlins that in one moment rebuilt the Jays?
Yeah. Hey, the Red Sox got some work to do. You know, they should get Epstein back as quick as they can.
Steven Seagal, I heard his name. He's kind of a hanger-on with you guys. He took credit for teaching Anderson Silva the front kick that he used to knock out Vitor Belfort. Does he actually know what he's talking about, or is he just a groupie?
Actually, you know, from what I hear from Lyoto and from Anderson is he does come in and work, and they do respect and listen to things that he says.
Okay, let's wrap this up. 20 seconds to go. You be me, and I'll be you. And you ask me a question as Michael Landsberg, and I'll do the GSP being you.
So, Michael.
No. I'm not Michael. I'm Dana.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Oh,
well, you're Michael. No, I'm Dana.
I want to be Dana, and I want you to be Michael.
Okay, then you know what? We'll skip this, but I'll tell people, UFC 154 in Montreal, the great GSP makes his return against the guy that people say he's got to watch out for. Still some tickets available, pay-per-view as well. Dana, as always, thanks for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.